Now we're going to celebrate all day. We're going to celebrate all day.
It's an unbelievable victory. Decades in the making. The first ever championship win for the Dallas Mavericks.
You know, the whole world was telling us we were the one and done boys, that we were going to get knocked out in the first round. But this team has so much heart, so much determination.
In a truly classy move, Mark Cuban stepped aside in Miami.
I'm going to present the trophy tonight at Mark Cuban's request to the founder and first owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Donald Carter, who is up here with me. With his wife.
It's not about me. It's about the players, and it's about, you know, creating special opportunities. And I just wanted to let the Carters know that I really, really love them and know that we wouldn't be here without
Dallas
them.
Dallas Mayor Dwayne Carraway says the whole city is looking pretty classy today.
And we had three champions last night, the Dallas Mavericks, the fans, and the Dallas Police Department. I mean, to have only had 14 minor arrests,
right,
with 30,000 people out there.
Yep.
Our fans were simply great. You're simply the best.
And some Mavs fans were made across the country in Ohio, where the Heat's LeBron James used to play. Rob Schoens with the Winking Lizard Sports Bar in Cleveland says he's a Mavalier.
We weren't upset that he left. We were upset in the way that he left, that he pretty much drug Cleveland through the mud.
And Mayor Carraway says his counterpart in Miami will have to show his spirit, at least for a couple of hours.
And he has to do community service in Miami-Dade County in a Dallas Maverick jersey. So we're very excited.
And here in Dallas, a huge victory parade that Mark Cuban says he'll be happy to pay for.
You know, whatever the cost is, I'll pay for it personally. I don't think it's right that the city pays for it. So we're going to do it up. We're gonna have a first-class party, and, you know, none of the politicians have to worry about who pays for it, and, you know, none of the citizens of Dallas have to worry about, you know, it's our tax money going to this or that.
The players themselves will also be commemorating the win with something, but it's not clear what. Cuban says he thinks that big rings may not be the way to go.
So I just started to talk with Dirk and the guys. Let's change the paradigm. Let's do something a little bit different. And, you know, I just thought it would be fun to change the game.
That would be a break from tradition. But then again, they are the Mavericks. Emily Tribune News Radio 1080 KRLD.